Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. What a marvelous and wonderful God we serve. We give him glory, we give him honor, we give him praise. Have a light interruption here, but in the meantime, we believe in God, all is well. We bless the Lord. Thank the Lord for another day that he's added into our lives, because without him, we can do nothing. Through him, we can do all things. Awesome is he. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to open up the line. We're a little late opening up the lines for tonight, but nevertheless, we're going on in Jesus' name and giving him glory, giving him praise. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. We give God praise, glory to God, because he is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Glory be unto the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. Praise the Lord. Every day ought to be a day of rejoicing, because when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, there is, glory to God, none like him. He's always thinking of us and always have us in heart. So we ought to be able to have a mindset like never before to give him the glory and praise that's rightly due him. We are blood washed and we are, glory to God, bought with a price and no more our own. So if we're no more our own, we should do just like what she said in Romans 12. I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Praise the Lord. And I was listening even today with Paul Daughtry, and he had a scripture that came up concerning, glory to God, for us not to be conformed to this world. And before tonight is out, I'd sure like to read the way it's stated in that particular reading. But for now, praise God, we're going to read our scripture reading, which will be coming, praise God, from, praise the Lord. Let me make sure that I want to share the one that's from Psalms 55:17. Wait a minute, not Psalm 55:17. Let me find that scripture for you before I getting a little excited, because I was a little late coming on, so I don't want to get caught up in this, what I need to read tonight. But Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all of your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction. Praise the Lord for Jesus. Amen. I'm not sure how long we will be on tonight, but I would like to do a little bit of sharing. We did not specifically set up any specifics for tonight, but every time that the Lord gives us an opportunity to glorify him or to magnify him, we ought to be available for service. Praise God. And as I was thinking last night concerning some things I thought about, what do you do under pressure? How do you respond, really, under pressure when things go on and situations happen in our lives? So we're going to go ahead and pray and go right on into some sharing for tonight of a few things that he's placed upon my heart. Amen? Well, bless the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come in your presence tonight, we come, glory to God, to glorify and to magnify thy name. You are so worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Lord, we glorify you for every day that you've added into our lives. We thank you for life, health, and strength, activity of our limbs and sound mind. We thank you, Lord God, for our families, for of the loved ones that are in the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for just giving us another day, another opportunity to praise and magnify your name. Another day, glory to God, to ask for forgiveness. Another day to line our lives up with your words. Another day, glory to God, to do better than what we did the day before. Even when we get in that lackadaisical state, or get in that mediocre state, or get in that state, glory to God, of relaxed instead of, glory to God, pressing and pursuing because of the cares and the things of this life, we got to remember who we are in you and whose we are. Remember, glory to God, the great price that you paid on our behalf, and that we can do all things through you, nothing without you. And greater is he on the inside of us than he that's after us. Thank God for the power of prayer. Thank God for faith. Thank God for the anointing. Thank God, glory to God, for you blessing us with peace. And you said you'll give us peace that pass all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee. You told us that no weapon, all the weapons that are being formed, is not going to prosper. It might be formed. It may look like, glory to God, we're being trampled on, glory to God, but we have to remember that we are triumphant, we are more than a conqueror, and we are victorious in you. If we only believe and trust in you, glory to God, you said weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So, God, nevertheless, we got to have faith and trust and rest in you, and sometimes it can get a little difficult, but you said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. Help us to learn how to rest in you. Help us to get to a point where we'll be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. We shall not be moved. And the key to a lot of this, glory to God, is the agape, but we got to learn to forgive. That's the reason why Jesus came on the scene to redeem us back to the Father. And praise God, we have to get to that place. And glory to God, we believe his report, believe that we can go through and be overcomers, and he gave us a helper, which is the Holy Spirit. So, God, we just thank you. Help us to walk in the power of faith. In the name of Jesus. We have so many patriarchs that have gone through, and even ourselves throughout life, and been under pressure, been under situations, circumstances that they don't have their life threatened. They don't have times, glory to God, where they've been oppressed. They've been gone through sickness. They've been gone through challenges with people, glory to God, betraying them, coming after their lives, and doing all kinds of things. And we know, glory to God, many things that David talked about, even in the songs, even when he was going through with his father-in-law Saul, when he went through with even his son Absalom trying to take over the kingdom. Glory to God, and things, glory to God, that just happened when he made mistakes, but he turned back around, always cried out to the Lord. And that's why the Lord loved him so and said he was the apple of his eye, which he don't have no respect for nobody, but David always cried out for forgiveness. He never repeated even the errors that he did, but he always cried out unto his Father, "The Lord is my shepherd." Everything that he went through, he always went back to the Father. Even when things were difficult and things were challenging, he always went back to seek the Lord. And we have to remember that we walk by faith and not by sight. Praise the Lord. Amen. And when we think about what we have to do when we're under pressure, we have to also remember that we got to have a strong relationship with the Lord. We just can't have a fly-by-night and a part-time level relationship with the Lord. The Bible tells us to love the Lord with all our soul, heart, mind, and body and whatever, but that's a development. We have to get to that place that we get that relationship by staying in the Word, renewing our minds, standing fast and firm on the Word of God, not being moved by the situations and the circumstances going around us. So in order to do that, we have to develop our relationship on a daily basis in faith. And even when challenges come, remember, also we have to go back sometime and pull out the archives. Remember, he did it then. He moved on my behalf then. The Bible says he never leave us nor forsake us. Then the Word of God let us know and so forth. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Whatever he promised, he is faithful to fulfill all that he said, and he will do so as well. So we have to be in a place, our faith, our trust, walking in faith, walking in forgiveness, walking in love, walking in truth, making sure we have the whole armor of God on, And then when the enemy comes to challenge us, we have to do this like Jesus did when he was in the wilderness and he was called out by the Father and through the Holy Spirit. And everything that he went through, he said, it is written, it is written, it is written. And what that means is he also brought the word up every time the enemy came up against us, he challenged with the word. So many times we get lackadaisious. Sometimes because we are going through our trial or our situation, we get caught up on what we're going through. The Bible says walk by faith and not by sight. Too many times we're walking by faith because what we feel and what we hear and what we know, and sometimes glory to God is just because that flesh haven't died. We haven't got to that place that we mortify the deeds of the flesh. We're still trying to handle situations on our own. We let anger, frustration, disappointment, betrayal, and all kinds of sickness or disease or anguish or whatever it is the adversary brings up. A lot of times we allow those things to govern us, I mean, to cause us to be dictated by those things, pain and panic twins. Sometimes when stuff go on, instead of casting those cares and those concerns, first thing, glory to God, we get caught up in the moment because we have not get to that place. We learn to discipline ourselves by setting ourselves in a place to submit to the Lord. And glory to God, and we'll wear those armbands. What would Jesus do? And when it's time when we're in a conflict or situation, we forgot all about the band and Jesus and everybody else. We're doing what we want to do because what our feelings and our emotions is dictating to us. Things that come out of our mouth is not to glorify the Lord because we're angry and we're frustrated. And the Bible does say, be angry but sin not. We're too caught up on what our emotions say to us and what circumstances dictate to us more than we are to that point of how we respond under pressure. Key to that is thinking about what the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So if it's out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, then that means whatever is on the inside of you is going to come out of you. We look at the scripture that says in, let's see if that's one that we can look up, that's in Luke 6:45 and another one is Matthew 13:8, and if we look at the word, it tells us, glory to God, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And then it says, but the things that are proceed out of the mouth comes from the heart, and those defiles the man. And one thing about it, the Lord says, the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? God knows it, and he wants to transform that. That's why he told us over in the scripture in Romans, that renew our minds. And to renew our minds is by the word of God. We're crucifying the flesh as we submit to the spirit of the Lord because they're at war in the inside of us. And so in the meantime, that old man, glory to God, needs to be crucified so the new man, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, can have free reign to transform us over into the image of Christ. But we can't be transformed if we don't submit and commit ourselves unto the Lord. So that's why the old man, when crisis come up, or situations come up, or circumstances come up, that old man will rise up and they want to handle the situation. Then when we get in a heated situation or we get it where it's out of control, then we want to run to the rock that's higher than us. No, we got to run to rock first. We got to run to Jesus first. We got to seek the Lord first. Many times we get caught up and we're speaking, we'll run to our running for prayer partner. We'll run to the, when we bathe, we that's understandable. You know, somewhere touchable here, right here on the earth realm. But as we grow in Christ, we ought not be 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years, and every time we look, we're running to our wonderful prayer partner. We're running for the pastor. We're running for this person. We're running for somebody for a word. We're running for a prophecy. We need to run to the Lord Jesus Christ first. When we're under pressure, that's why he said, cast all your cares upon me, because he cares for us. All you that are labored, heavy laden, come to me, and I give you rest. Glory to God. He told us, glory to God, the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, but I came to give you life and life more abundantly. He goes over in 1 Peter and tells us all about, glory to God, how the enemy will come in as a roaring lion. But he told us first, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and I'll do the exalting. So no matter what goes on, he told us to be diligent. Glory to God, be sober. We got to be sober-minded. We got to be open to the Spirit of the Lord. We got to be in a place that we listen to the voice of God so we'll be prepared to go forth in this time when the enemy comes in and provoke us or agitate us. The word said us in 119 says in Psalms that the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. The Lord tell us, glory to God, in Hebrews 6, to have on the whole armor of God. We got to make sure we have the helmet of salvation. That's what the enemy likes to play in that playground up there in our minds, running, racing here and there. And he told us, don't let our imagination run away with us, because he says in his word, every imagination, glory, that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bring it into captivity to obedience to the Spirit of the Lord. So we have to be in a place that we submit and commit to the Spirit of the Lord, because if not, the adversary will have us warning our mind, racing and this thought and that thought, and next thing you know, we're speaking things out of our mouth and saying things that, saying things over to God that are contrary to the will of the Lord. So when we're under pressure, we want to result to back to what God's word is saying, what he says concerning our lives, not over to God, what we're feeling, what we're doing. In the name of Jesus. Love you. Have a lovely day. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. And so we got to make sure that no matter what goes on, first of all, I got to give praise, glory, and honor unto the Lord that he may get praise and honor out of my life. It says, rest in the Lord, Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burden, and I will give you rest, refreshing your soul with salvation. Take my yoke and learn of me. Follow me as my disciples, for I am gentle, humble in heart, and you will find rest, renewal, blessed, quiet for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Then it says that where we are weak, where a weak head doubts concerning any word of Christ, any upright and a willing mind seek for instruction. And it said, it is the heart that is deceitfully wicked. Jeremiah 17:19. For there is no sin in the word or deed, which was not first in the heart and is wrought there. When Christ teaches, he will show men the deceitfulness and wickedness of their heart. He will teach them to humble themselves and to seek to be cleansed in the fountain open. In the fountain open for sin and uncleanness. Proverbs 4:25. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life. Then it also let us know, praise God, if we continue to transform, let the Lord transform us in his word, then in the meantime, out of it is the issues, the fullness of life. But when we speak, we're going to speak, glory to God, those things that are going to glorify the Lord and minister to the hearer. We're going to be in a place, glory to God, that God be glorified. And because of when trials come and situations come and we're rooted and grounded in the word of God and in the promises of the Lord and know, glory to God, no matter what the weapons are being formed or what situations or circumstances occur, we'll be able to stand firm on the promises of the Lord. When Paul and Silas, glory to God, were about their father's business and they were on this journey, and here has come this soothsayer, or however, this one, glory to God, definition, she's speaking things, glory to God, and then finally Paul just turned back and called that spirit out, and then, oh, here it is, her master's, glory to God, won't get upset, and so they're going to be, because that's their livelihood, the finances, and so forth, for the things that this woman was doing. So when Paul did this, here it is, Paul and Silas, glory to God, were whipped and put in prison. And while, when they went to prison, they went with the attitude, glory to God, we're going to pray and sing songs. What's in a man going to come out of a man? So because their heart is off their God, and because they know who their God is, and because no matter what, they've already been conditioned to the fact that they didn't respond the way the world and where the flesh would operate according to a situation like that. Paul did, Silas didn't say to Paul, what can you just wait till we got across the county lines? If you hadn't did this or you hadn't said it that time or whatever like this, they didn't bicker among each other. They prayed and they sang songs. When Peter was put in jail, in prison, after his brother James was killed by Herod, and Herod had Peter on death row too, but because of whatever ceremonies or whatever had to go on then, he decided, okay, we're going to wait till the next day. Peter, when he was laid in the quarters, the soldiers, all those soldiers had him locked down, chained down, and whatever, and watching him go around like, man, you think he was a mass murderer or something. But because of that power and that anointing operating him, go because of court, Herod and all the other ones, go over they got, they were mad. But nevertheless, they want to secure him down, like nothing's going to come, let nothing happen, that he's going to escape our clutches. But look at my God. Peter laid down and went to sleep. So whichever way, he's blessed on this side of God, blessed and delivered me. Blessed on the other side if he went on to glory. Praise God. His life is hid in Christ. And so when he laid down and rested in the Lord, he wasn't moved by what man was doing. He went on over to God to sleep. And so that's something else to be able to rest when you're on death row and got all these threats and you already know your brother, your loved one, been already killed by this man and know that he's going to carry out his threat. And if he any way possible, if it wasn't for the intervention of God, he definitely would be the next one going out in line that the man would carry the threat out. Well, nevertheless, he rested in the Lord because what was on the inside of him? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Christ. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord, the Holy Spirit. So we got to get to that place, glory to God, we rest in him like that. Not saying that sometimes we might get concerned or frustrated, a little bit aggravated, but we got to cast that care back to the Lord. But nevertheless, the Lord blessed and led him out through an angel and even told him to stop, latch up his shoes before he even left and also put his cloak on. And he didn't even realize it was the angels outside until he walked out the door. Walked on the other side of the gate. Oh, praise God. We have seen many times and so forth like this that the enemy could have provoked it, Paul when he was in a crisis coming to his in-law, when David was pursued by his in-law, Mr. Saul, the king, after God dethroned him because of the fact of his disobedience and his rebellion. And then he set David up as king, but it wasn't time for him to come on the throne. But nevertheless, out of jealousy and everything else that was going on with him and whatever spirit that was tormenting him, he tried to torment and agitate and try to kill David. But nevertheless, God always allowed him to escape. But even the Lord allowed David to, even in that cave, come up on Saul and cut a part of his cloak off and roll with whichever one you want to call it. And that's that close. He could have destroyed his life, but he was not going to touch God's anointing. Even though he just fell in sin, his heart was after God. So even though he was on the run, glory to God, and God always, glory to God, blessed in such a way that it's magnificent, phenomenal. Even though he went through this trial back and forth with Saul or whatever, at the end of the day, his enemy was defeated, and the Lord blessed and delivered him out of the hand of Saul each time, but totally delivered out and put him on the throne. But it's so many things that we look back in the Word, even with Esther, and glory to God, when with Mordecai and Haman, and when that situation occurred, she was able, glory to God, when he talked to her and told her that she needed to speak to the king. Even though, glory to God, she was not supposed to approach the king without being summoned or whatever, like that. She says, if I perish, let me perish. I'm going to see the king. Put the people on fast. She went on a fast, and when she approached, God turned the thing around in favor. That's why we need to hear the voice of the Lord and not be so quick under pressure to respond and say anything out of our mouths or respond in such a way that we're trying to fight our own battles or retaliate. Because even in James it says, glory to God, to let us know that the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. So we got to be in a place that we allow the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign in the name of Jesus. I give God glory because he is marvelous. He is awesome. There is none like him. He is a wonderful God. I tell you, when we learn how to let God's will be done and let the hand of God have free reign in our lives, we're going to see marvelous and great and awesome things done in such a magnificent way that only he can get glory. And so as we move on, glory to God, and look at the word of God, we have to look and so forth. It says in Proverbs 4:25, watch over your heart with all, we read that one, watch over your heart with all diligence. Praise God. Proverbs 10:32, the lips of the righteous know what finds favor, but the mouth of the wicked only what is perverse. Righteous knows what is acceptable and approval and pleasing to God. Praise the Lord. When we're under pressure, we want whatever comes out of our mouth to glorify and magnify the Lord. Luke 6:45, the instinctively good man produces what is good and honorable and moral out of the good treasures stored up in his heart. And the evil man produces what is wicked and depraved of the evil in his heart. For his mouth speaketh from over the flows of his heart. Praise God. Remember that the word let us know that the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? And so God can know it. And God wants to change the heart. And he wants to bless us, glory to God, that we'll be in a place that we let the Spirit of the Lord have free reign. And that whatever we speak, glory to God, we want, glory to God, the will of the Lord to be done. We want to change the situation, the circumstances where everything, glory to God, will be pleasing in the sight of the Lord. Praise God. Proverbs 13:3, whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. We don't want, glory to God, what comes out of our mouth. Not going to give God the glory, praise God. We want to be in a place, glory to God, where whatever we do, that God get glory out of our life. Because if we open our mouth and speak those things that are contrary to the will of the Lord, there is no way that he is going to get glory, praise God. Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is desperately wicked, sick. Who can know and understand it? And we'll know, glory to God, only one that can change that heart and change that mind and change, glory to God, our mindset is God, in the name of Jesus. We're online. Praise the Lord. Matthew 15:19, for out of the mouth the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. But we want that to cease in the name of Jesus. We want glory to God. Whatever comes out of our mouth, as we said, let God get the glory. Let God get praise. Let God get honor in the name of Jesus. Praise you, the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Let me slow down a little bit so I can get a couple of other points out. Praise the Lord. Amen. Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool, but he who walks in the wisdom will be delivered. Psalms 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all that heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct that path. We're online. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we want God to do the directing of our path. Praise the God. Amen. When under pressure, how do you respond? What in you? Whose reports do you believe? And so forth. So sometimes when we're caught up in situations and circumstances in life, if we're not caught up, if we're not true to allowing God to have free reign, if we're not in a place where we allow the spirit man to have free reign and cancel out what our flesh is feeling and our emotions is feeling, then he can't get any glory. So in the meantime, whatever comes, God's not going to be glorified. And in the meantime, it's not going to minister to the hearer. And a lot of times it's going to cause us to be in bondage and cause us, glory to God, to have delays and cancellations on the blessed plan that God has for us. Because if we don't submit and commit to the plans of the Lord, then, glory to God, the enemy will sway us and have us manipulated and cause us, glory to God, to get caught up in the moment. And before you know it, if we get caught up in the moment, we're going to miss God. Because if God got a plan for us according to Jeremiah 29:11, glory to God, that plan that he had for us is good and not the evil to give us that expected end to bless and to prosper us. If we don't have faith to believe that that is so, and if we turn back around and don't wait on the Lord and wait for him to move on our behalf, then we'll give place to the enemy. And before we know it, we were right on the brink of a blessing. And because something came to challenge us, because we opened our mouth too soon, or we did something too quickly, oh, glory to God, we didn't yield to the Spirit of the Lord, and we agreed the Holy Spirit to override him, then you gave place to the enemy, and then it caused either a delay or cancel out, or glory to God, what God has for us. Then we get frustrated, aggravated, then we're responding in a different way. So we have to be to a place to condition our hearts to let the Word of God be rooted and grounded in us, and we get rooted and grounded in the Word, glory to God, so we can be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, and we won't be moved. But we're going to be moved if we get caught up in the moment, if we get caught up in circumstances, and we'll start walking by faith again, walking by sight, and we're going to miss being walking by faith. Because if we're walking by faith, God's going to be glorified, and he's going to be magnified in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. He is worthy to be praised. Oh, Father, I thank you tonight, and I give you glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. God, help us to submit and commit and leave it our lives totally surrendered and caught up in the Word, glory to God, that you've given us for this daily day, this walk that we're to walk, glory to God, to please you. We cannot allow what we're going through and what's going on around us, whatever is going on with the Trump, the glory to God, what's going on in the cosmos, what's going on with the president, what's going on, glory to God, with our finances, what's going on in our bodies, what's going on, glory to God, hallelujah, with those, glory to God, that are around us. We have to be to a place, nevertheless, God, if you said it, hallelujah, it's already settled, and I will not be moved by what I'm going through. But I realize, glory to God, that my help lies in you, and glory to God, I got to stand on the promises of the Lord, not, glory to God, on what the enemy is trying to dictate to me, because he is a liar and the father of lies, and he always will be the father of lies. We got to make sure, glory to God, that we stand on the word of God, because he told us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers us out of them all in the name of Jesus. And so if we really believe that he's a deliverer, that he's going to work on our behalf, and many times he answers before we even call, then we will not be so caught up on what the enemy is doing and how he's doing it, and glory to God, what he's trying to do, glory to God, to cause us, glory to God, to fall, or cause us, glory to God, to stumble. So if we learn how to rest, truly rest in the Lord, glory to God, then we won't be so caught up in what the devil is doing and how he's doing, because we'll look at it and say, nevertheless, if God said it, it's already settled, and I will not be moved from this place, but I will stand on the promises of the Lord, because the promises of the Lord add enrich and maketh no sorrow. So we got to learn, glory to God, no matter how the circumstances look, and because we're under pressure, we will not, glory to God, respond the way the enemy wants us to respond, because what's on the inside of us is going to come out what God has said concerning our life. Sorry about that. We're online. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. I was just trying to touch bases. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. We're knowing 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self. The test. Glory to God. Surely you know that the Jesus Christ is among you. Praise God. Many are the plans of man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord will stand. Did you hear that? Proverbs 19:21. It says, many are the plans of man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord will stand. And so forth. You said, many plans occupy the mind of man, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. And you said, and he let us know, and so forth. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but that way leads to destruction. So we don't want to be in a place of destruction or death. What we want to do is whatever plan God has for us, we want to make sure that our life is lining up with what God's word is saying so we can reap the blessings of the Lord. Because at the end of the day when the curtain closed, we want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Praise God. God can't be explained. He's always revealed. Never changing God. Oh, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If he put his word out there, you better believe that word, glory to God, is going to come to pass. And one thing about it is when we're waiting on the Lord while we're under pressure, we got to know, glory to God, we can't get caught up in time. God deals with eternity. So even in time, glory to God, he allows us to have time for, you know, certain things and to measure certain things. But he really wants us to keep our minds fixed on faith in him. If God said it, it's already settled. So now I got to keep the faith and know, glory to God, it will be manifested no matter what the situation is saying to me at this hour, at this time. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Oh, God is so good. Praise God. God is so good. Praise God. Even the Hebrew boys back during the day, even though they didn't have the Holy Spirit, they, glory to God, had the anointing on their lives, and their faith in God was so secure that no matter what, even when, glory to God, the king wanted them, glory to God, Nebuchadnezzar wanted them to bow down to this graven image, they refused and whatever like this because they weren't going to compromise. And that's so much is going on in the body of Christ now, compromising. Praise God. God sees all, knows all, and he never changes. And the glory out if he said a thing and how we're supposed to walk holy and we're supposed to walk righteous, then you can't do that. You can't eat up the devil's table and the Lord's table and glory to God and serve two masters and think he's going to be pleased with that. He's not double-minded, and he's not going to accept us in double-mindedness. If we're going to serve God, then serve God. If you're going to serve Baal, then you're going to serve Baal. God has told us to choose this day who you're going to serve. So they chose, glory to God, to serve the Lord. So because of their faithfulness and because they were determined, they weren't going to bow down, glory to God, to no graven image, and they weren't going to do anything contrary to their God. They were bound up over to God and thrown into a furnace and turned the furnace up 7 times hotter than it was over to God from the original, for whoever they've been throwing in before. And even the one over to God that threw him in got slain. But even glory to God, while the king's sinners, they're looking at them in the furnace, and they were determined they was not going to change. They didn't like, even when they got to the door of the furnace, oh, I changed my mind, or, you know, whatever, you know, that's too much. They went in, and they went in with the assurance that, glory to God, that they believe in their God. If he don't deliver them, I know he's able. But nevertheless, we are not going to bow down. We're not going to bring no shame and no disgrace to our God. We believe him, and so we're going in, glory to God, standing. And when the king looked in, he looks and sees, glory to God, that, no, didn't we throw 3 in there? Now we see 4? That's the kind of glory to God, I'm telling you, assurance that we have to have, no matter what we're challenged with or what we're going through under pressure, that God, I will not, glory to God, take that. I will not compromise. I will not, glory to God, frustrated and aggravated. I will not be acting like the world. I will not get caught up, glory to God, in the moment. I will not speak things that are contrary. I will not murmur and complain. I'm going to stand, and if I do, I'm going to repent speedily in the name of Jesus. But they stood still, and glory to God, and stood on what God's word has given them, glory to God. And in the meantime, when they look and saw 4, glory, they recognize that their God is God. Because while they were walking around in the fire, they were already bound up. Now they're free walking around. Not even a stench of smoke, glory to God, came upon their hairs and whatever. So when we're under pressure, we got to make sure that we're standing firm. As we said even earlier, when Paul and Silas, glory to God, doing the will of the Lord, were thrown into the fire, they went in, glory, singing songs and praising God. Glory, because what's on the inside of you will come out of you. You respond according to what, glory to God, you feed in that spirit man. That spirit man is going to be the one to respond to the circumstances and the situation. But if you don't, glory to God, you're going to find yourself frustrated, aggravated, agitated, doing things contrary to the will of the Lord, causing delays, causing, glory to God, setbacks, causing things, glory to God, to get terminated because the fact is you didn't handle that situation according to the will of the Lord. So many are the plans of man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord will stand. And as we said earlier, glory to God, man can have many plans, but in the meantime, there's a way that seemeth right. Yeah, it seemeth right. It seemeth right unto man, but glory to God, the way leads to destruction and to death. So we want to walk in the plan that God has for us. As we said earlier, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. I want to walk in the pathway and walk in the plan that God has for me. I don't want to be doing contrary things, glory to God, where God can't get any glory and he can't get any praise. Praise the Lord. When Daniel, glory to God, prayed, he was doing the will of the Lord, just praying. Here it is, glory to God, his enemy going to conjure up, glory to God, something for the king to put out a decree so that way he can't pray. It didn't disturb him. He went right back and opened them windows wide, and he prayed and gave God glory. He didn't take down. Okay, then we're going to throw you in the lion's den. So nevertheless, praise God, he stood on what he believed, and he didn't move. God turned that thing around, glory to God, and shut the mouth of the lion and go back when the king was disturbed. But anyway, he looked and saw that, okay, his God is God, because not any harm came to him. But his enemies, glory to God, when the mouth of the lions were opened back up, it slew them, praise God. God will turn things around in your favor. He'll make your enemies at peace with. He'll make your enemies behave. He'll put the cause in to be put on your feet. But we got to have the faith to know under pressure, God is greater than anything that the enemy is coming after us with. Greater is he on the inside of us than he is after us. How do you respond under pressure? How do you respond under pressure? When David, glory to God, even with Goliath, glory to God, even all the whole army, the king and the army, scared, glory to God, of Goliath and those, glory to God, of their enemy. And David, this uncircumcised Philistine, all he wanted to know, glory, are you going to come against my God? This little, what they call little ruddy man in the Bible, boy in Scripture, greater on the inside of him was the faith that he had to stand on the word of God, that no matter what, he caused the lion, glory to God, for me to slew him. He caused me to slow a bear to keep them from, glory to God, slaying the sheep. Oh, what are you? Oh, so God, the power of God in operation in faith, took that one rock, even though he had 5 stones, that one, glory to God, and right in the center of that, brought him down. And then took his own sword and cut his head off. Glory to God. God got away. Glory to God, that's mighty sweet. No matter what, we got to be in a place. If God said it, it's already settled. all the way through the New, the Old Testament, all the way up to our own times. Many times we were facing different kinds of giants in our lives, and God calls us to slay it by glory to God. Some glory to God, we stand strong, very firm on it, and glory to God, and things came down. And other times we might have came shaky, might have came glory to God, even had to repent and go back. But then when we recognized and got our bearings back and got stable and refortified ourselves, glory to God, what the Word of God says, and remember what glory to God He's done in time past and how many times He has moved, then all of a sudden we got our strength back and we recognize that whole armor that we have on, recognize, glory to God, we need to sharpen our swords back, put our helmet back on straight, glory to God, our breastplate might have been hanging off a little bit, and glory to God, our belt might have been not tight, glory to God, with a belt of truth, and glory to God, standing on what God's Word says. And we get it together and recognize, wait a minute, I don't even have to be running, and I don't have to worry about my rear God behind me, because God is my rear God. He's my covering, and the blood covering, the power He has given me and the authority He's given me to bind, to loose, to curse, and to cancel, and to take authority, then I must do what He's called me to do and not stand over to God in fear, because fear cancels out faith, and faith will definitely cancel out fear. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. So we have to take the authority. And sometimes, glory to God, we may have to go back and do a refresher course if we done went back through so much, and all of a sudden, glory to God, we might need a little R&R. We done been, glory to God, on the front line, and things are going on and getting bombarded with this, glory to God, and so forth. Sometimes we got to get a little R&R, go back and come back and get back on the front line. But we got to, glory to God, keep pressing and pursuing after the Word of God, casting them cares, and glory to God, laying aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us, not let all kinds of voices get in our ears and feelings and emotions that will triple us up and cause us, glory to God, to be stagnated and cause us to get weary and glory to God, cause us to get, glory to God, to a place that we start backing up or we start talking contrary. Well, maybe He didn't mean this, and maybe it wasn't this time, and maybe or whatever like this. Well, I don't know. Maybe I just let this go. Maybe the devil is a lie with all the maybes and the buts and the buts and the buts and the buts. Button like a billy goat. God done told us, glory to God, we're to be sheep, and my sheep know my voice in here. Stranger will not follow. These strange voices that we're hearing, glory, how much are we filling our spirit up with the Word of God, fortifying our spirit with the Word of God, so when those challenges come, we can do what Jesus said, it is written. But if we don't be prepared, if we don't be caught up in His Word, if we don't be fortified in His Word, then it's so easy to be swayed like a ship without a sail. We'll be out on the ocean, just flowing from this place to that place. But that don't mean that sometimes, glory to God, challenge is going to come, and it may come in a way, glory to God, almost throw us off a curveball, and we kind of like don't throw, swipe, got side swipe. But nevertheless, glory to God, like that palm tree, glory to God, when the storms come, it bends all the way over. Glory to God, but it comes back. And some report came up about when the palm tree bend like that, they're saying its roots are going stronger and going further down in the ground when it bends like that. How much more, glory to God, when we're going through and what we already planted on the inside of us, so when the storms of life does come, glory to God, we'll be fortified. We may be knocked down, but we'll be rose raised back up. God, thank God for the resurrection power. Thank God for the power restored. Thank God for the power of the Word, glory to God. We, glory to God, hallelujah, may look like it's wintertime and we're counted out, but God has a way, glory to God, just like the winter season. When everything looks dead and dried out, there's things being happening behind the scenes, glory to God, under the earth, glory to God, even, glory to God, within, glory to God, some of the plants and some of the flowers and some of, glory to God, the trees, and all of a sudden they come out springtime blossoming greater than they were before. And even when sometimes, glory to God, things have to be pruned, glory to God, even as it says in John 15, our Father is the husbandman, Jesus is the God of branches, every branch, glory to God, that don't produce fruit, He cut it away. But He is the one that prunes. He loves us and He prunes us. And sometimes when you prune a flower, or prune, glory to God, say, for example, a rose bush, whatever, I mean, it can be blossoming pretty good that year, but sometimes it can be stripped down so low when it got pruned. But it produces triple time, double time, glory to God, the next season. Things, glory to God, even in us, parasites and other things that might be attached itself to us and through trials and situations and through our mindset. Some things, glory to God, got to be pruned away so that flesh can die and the spirit man can come alive and the spirit of God can have free reign. So when the enemy comes in, glory to God, and raise up his ugly head, we'll be fortified for what the Word is saying and what God said. It won't be our flesh. Hey, because the flesh is being crucified and that, glory to God, is being a cutting away. But we get caught up in prestige and power struggles and me and I and covetous and all kind of other foolishness that has attached itself and things in us that we won't let go of, then those things are causing us to be stagnated and we'll respond differently under pressure. But when we're under pressure and we can do like the Hebrew boys, do like Paul and Saul, do like Peter, glory to God, when he can rest, glory to God, when he was, glory to God, even had a hit out on him, glory to God, for a death threat, glory to God, not just a threat, glory to God, he was, glory to God, to be killed the next day, but because of God. And we got to recognize some of the things that the enemy has tried in our lives, and he was not successful because of the power of God. But it's so strange how some people can fight, glory to God, an illness and things, glory to God, that could have took them out. But then, glory to God, on the other hand, a bill collector can come, and they're about to lose their car, their house, and they done fought through cancer, they done fought through heart, fought through strokes and all kinds of stuff, standing on the word, even when the doctor says it's over. And then when it comes from another trial comes up, they are like, we got to know that that same God yesterday, today, and forevermore never changes. And no matter what pressure, what things go on, it might be a different tactic that the enemy used, but it's the same devil doing the same thing. We got to fortify ourselves the same way we did when we went through that other horrific trial, because God never changes. Greater on the inside. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. In order for God to get the glory, you have to have a strong relationship with God and the Father and with your Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to God, full faith and trust and letting the Holy Spirit do the leading. Too many times we are overriding the Spirit and we're being led by our flesh on things because last year that way or worked a different way the year before does not mean, glory to God, that's the same way it's going to work now. We have to have that assurance to know no matter what, glory to God, God is going to work this thing out and then he's going to get the glory. Because when his word go out, it don't go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that he set it out to do in the name of Jesus. And we have to be to a point, glory to God, we got to fortify ourselves. And even times we may have to cry. We may have to go in our prayer closet. We may have to even call upon someone after we have sought the Lord first to be in agreement with us in prayer, glory to God, while we're under this pressure or whatever. But nevertheless, we got to speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord, in spite of what my feelings are. I might have felt like, glory to God, I wanted to slap so and so and so. I wanted to do such and such. But nevertheless, God, you told me to walk in love. You told me to walk in forgiveness. There's no way I'm going to my flesh. So God, I ask you to forgive me. Help me, glory to God, to walk according to what your will is and your word says in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. If this line goes out, it's been charged. I don't know why it's, my phone is acting like it's just going to go out. But if it does, I will pick back up on the cell phone. Praise God, in the name of Jesus. Matter of fact, I might need to just go ahead and do that. But I want you to, glory to God, to be encouraged to know no matter what goes on in our lives, we have to make sure that, glory to God, we are abiding in the word of God, allowing his word to abide in us. We got to be to a place that we are submitted and committed to the promises of the Lord, not what the enemies bring, these fear tactics, and try to destroy us. Because some of these things, glory to God, that you said, it will cause us, glory to God, to take a step back. But then we got to remember whose we are and what the enemy is trying to do to try to bring us down. We have to be to a place, no matter what, God, I stand on your word. I believe your word. I will not be moved. I'm going to be, glory to God, in a place, glory to God, whatever your word says. Even though, glory to God, it doesn't look promising, it doesn't look whatever, but because you said it, it's already settled. Because, glory to God, you are God, glory to God, that can't lie. And the promises of the Lord added rich and making no sorrow. And God, because, glory to God, this might be a little bit different, but God, every time you've proven yourself over and over and over again, I cannot afford to allow the enemy to have no foothold. God, no matter what goes on, whether it's somebody speaking, glory to God, in my ear, whether it was my prayer partner walking contrary now all of a sudden for what your word is saying, or whether it was a family member, whether it was an enemy, or whether it was somebody else that I had faith in, and all of a sudden now, glory to God, I have to keep my faith in you. I will pray for them, but I cannot afford to allow the enemy to rob me, glory to God, of what God has already promised. Under this pressure, look like it's not going to come to pass? Yes. Glory to God, you promised me, glory to God, a work that will be done in this ministry. Look like nothing is happening, glory to God, with men. Seem like everything is going slow, and everybody else seems to be progressing faster, and no matter who I help or what does or how many time I pay my tithes or how much I encourage people, look like we're not making any progress. But the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but those that endure to the end. Glory, I keep praying, keep standing, keep pressing, keep pursuing, keep speaking and decreeing this, thus said the Lord. Oh, it looked like, glory to God, my wayward children, this is going on and that's going on, and look like they are never going to come in. Whatever's going on, the
but I'm about to give up. I'm tired. I'm sober. Oh, we got to watch what's in our mouth. The Bible said life and death is in the power of the tongue. If we don't be careful, we can cancel out the blessing that God has for us because we are prophesying death. We are glory to God, decreeing and declaring what the devil says instead of what God says. So many times the enemy has come in and brought fear and glory to God, caused us to be overcome by what's going on around us because we hadn't been casting all those cares. We hadn't been submitting and committing everything back to the Lord. We're going, giving him this and giving him that, but we're holding on to this and trying to work that out. We're going over here and we're having this, or we got too many voices in our ears. So many times, glory to God, we can't rest or we can't sleep. Glory to God. He said he gives sweet sleep to his saints. Not saying that we're not going to have some times where a moment or two or a night or two, something may occur and we can't see, but we cannot stay there. We got to be in a place. Nevertheless, I'm casting this care, I'm casting this concern back to the Lord because I know, glory to God, he's going to bring me out, he's going to bring me through. Glory to God, this too shall pass. We have to know that it shall pass. While waiting, make sure you are not setting up other images and substitutes filling the space. Bible says, don't let your imagination run away with you. The Bible says, every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, we're to bring it into captivity to the knowledge of Christ. Don't let the devil move and set up shop in your mind. Make sure you have the mind of Christ renewed daily with the word. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him. He also said, know my voice. So we got to make sure, glory to God, we're listening to the voice of the Lord. When we open the door, we open the door, glory to God, to righteousness, to holiness, to truth, whatever. Even if I have to wait, glory to God, help me to learn how to be patient. Help me to be exalting your name and glorifying and magnifying you, glory to God, while I'm waiting. Help me to be in a place, glory to God, that I be steadfast in the faith. Be still and know that I'm God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We got to have it more than in our intellect and in our knowledge of our minds. We got to get that thing in our spirit. So when the enemy comes in, glory to God, hallelujah, it won't be because of what I feel, because some days I might not feel saved, but I got to know that I'm saved. So the same thing, I got to know whatever I'm going through, God's going to bring me out. This too shall pass. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Oh, glory to God. Knowing, glory to God, hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, is faithful to his word. Glory to God, we got to be faithful to him. Test going to come to know whether we're going to be overcome and triumphant or victor. Are you going to stand on God's word? Are you going to be moved by your feelings? Are you going to be moved by your emotions? Are you going to be moved by, glory to God, what the enemy is trying to dictate to you? Are you going to be moved, glory to God, by God's word? How do you believe his report? We have to crush Satan's party, schemes and scams, glory to God, and his plots and plans. Trust God and walk in your authority. Put him to flight. Only the strong shall survive. Strong in the Lord. You have to have on the whole armor of God. You have to walk in the word. You got to walk over to God in truth. You got to walk in obedience. As we said earlier, the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but those that endure to the end. God's love never runs out. I'll give on us. It sanctifies our mind and our soul. You are not what you've done or what's been done to you. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Under pressure, your response. You are free to fulfill your destiny. Praise God. You want us to stand still. You want us to stand in the liberty where he has set us free in Christ Jesus. Don't entangle yourself again with the yoke of bondage through our minds and through situations, through the affairs and the cares of this life. Glory to God. What profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Because too many have got caught up in the love of money and the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and, glory to God, the pride of life. We got to be to a point, glory to God. Nevertheless, glory to God, no matter what the devil is offering to me, I got to make sure that I'm walking circumspectly to your word. I will not allow manipulate and glory to God, curse me away from what you said. I want to wait on that promotion because promotion comes not from the east or the west, but it comes from you. I want to wait on the Lord and believe him that he's going to work this out in my marriage, work this out in my ministry, work this out concerning my health, work this out, glory to God, concerning the things, glory to God, that I'm challenged with on my job and various things. Glory to God, help us not to get caught up in maneuvering and manipulating, glory to God, the situation, because the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else shall be added. No matter what weapons being formed, glory to God, he said the weapons of our the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. We don't want to be a POW, glory to God, prisoner of war. We don't want to be MIA, missing in action. We don't want to be a KIS, killed in action. If we go over to God, going to be a KIS, we're going to be to the glory of the Lord. also his righteousness and his glory. Glory. If glory, we don't want to be in a place that the enemy just manipulate our lives. We're up today and down tomorrow. Enemy, the people can't even tell whether we saved, sanctified, filled the Spirit, and walking in righteousness or holiness or whatever, because we're like a fruit tree that glory to God with mixed fruit, which is not possible. Upset, glory to God, we're doing it in the flesh, because glory to God, whatever's supposed to be orange is going to be orange. What's going to be apples is going to be apples. What's going to be cherries or grapes or plums on the vine, that's what it's supposed to be. But we're walking around with mixed fruit because people can't tell from one way or not. Glory to God, one way they know you in the church house, one way, praise the Lord, glory to God, and moving and doing great things. On the job, you're fussing and cussing, or you're in the marketplace, glory to God, you got another personality. In your house, you got another personality. Glory to God, Jesus only had one personality. How can we, glory to God, to be, to have the character of Jesus Christ, the love of God, walking under that agape, the fruit of glory to God that's supposed to be, as we talked about the other week, of the nine characters of Jesus Christ, of the nine characters of the fruit that exemplify Jesus Christ. If we turn back around and some of this fruit, glory to God, is not, glory to God, being manifested in our lives because we're trying to take things on our own and trying to handle them on our own. And some things, glory to God, we're mad or frustrated, aggravated, and we're not going to do enough just to get by. But no, hot or cold, lukewarm, he said, I'll spew you out. We got to learn, glory to God, under pressure, God, I'm going to give you the glory. I'm going to give you the praise. I'm going to be in a place, glory to God, I'm going to persist and pursue. Glory to God, if you said it's going to take a while, if you said it's going to be coming the next day, if you said and didn't even tell me when it's coming, I just have to know, glory to God, by when your word go out, it is true. It is going to accomplish whatever you said. In the name of Jesus, don't copy the behavior or the customs of the world. Glory to God. But let God transform you into a person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And that's, glory to God, Romans 12:2. Waiting on the Lord, praise God, can't lie. He's not slack concerning his promise. We must, glory to God, we must meet the conditions of the promise, not living beneath your privilege. Must love God and, glory to God, be transformed, renewing in the mind, glory to God. Then you will, glory to God, know the will of God through how his word is telling you to operate and conduct yourself. But if we turn back around and try to do it on our own, we're going to miss this blessed plan God has for us. Because sometimes, glory to God, in the delays, that give more room for the enemy, glory to God, to tie up things, glory to God, that we still believe in God for. Or for us, glory to God, to get caught up even more so with frustration, aggravation, and stress, to turn back around, set us back even more. So whatever it is, we want to keep a repentant heart, a submitted heart, a committed heart, glory to God, for doing the will of the Lord. While waiting on the promise to be fulfilled, continue in prayer and reading and confessing God's word. When times become difficult to see your way, have the attitude of Paul and Silas. Pray and sing songs. Glory to God unto the Lord. Glory to God. Keep speaking and decreeing and declare what thus said the Lord until change comes. God, until a break come into your situation. Walk by faith and not by sight. Waiting on the Lord. Remember, while you're waiting, the promise, the obstacles will come. You have the adversary to contend with. The devil don't want or let you, or want you, won't let you just walk into your blessing just because God said so. You can have it. You must keep the faith. Walk not by sight, but by God's word. In spite of what your circumstances and your environment is dictating to you, roadblocks, remember, it is not. It may be a delay, but it's not a denial. The enemy wants you to give up on God. Rebuke him and remind him of what God's word says. Remember, each time Jesus went into, when he was in the wilderness, and the enemy, glory to God, confronted him, he said, it is written. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Peace is the rest in the, oh, glory to God, in the midst of the storm. When we can be able to rest in the midst of the storm, God is a hiding place. You must know what the word says about you. Promise, have a covenant. You must keep a covenant relationship with God, and there are benefits for the servant of God. When we don't wait on God, we call for stress, confusion, heartaches, and disappointments, delays about blessings. Sometimes when we don't wait, the one behind all this is Satan. When we open that door through provisions of the church, Glory to God. I'm trying to think out. Should I go ahead and switch over to the other lane or call for calling in? Praise God. Let me see if I can do that. I'm going to have to hang up this phone because it's getting ready to cut you all off. Praise God. And if you're still there, then hold on. We'll see how this works tonight. Bless the Lord. And I did have the phone on charge. I do not know why it's charging out early.
Bless the Lord. You must know what the Word of God says about you. Promise, have a covenant relationship with God. There are benefits for the servant of God. When you don't wait on God, you will cause the stress and confusion, as we already said. So that's just going back into what we just said. Glory to God. I'm going to try to move quickly and not hold you up too much longer. If you can, it's one thing too, while we're going through challenges and changes and circumstances can be beyond our control, and some things we have to check and make sure that we're not a part of some of the things that have caused us to be under pressure. But nevertheless, we got to make sure that we are walking in forgiveness. And that's one thing, glory to God, when you're talking about Joseph, even when he was in the pit, the Lord blessed. And for him to be able to walk through forgiveness in the pit, in the prison, all the way, glory to God, through the palace, and what it was like this for him to get to that place of destiny. And what, because if he was bitter through that process, and God blessed and favor was on this life no matter what, and these Egyptians can see there's something different about this man, of this young boy, and through his life, even coming into a young man, because he was different, glory out about how he handled things, how God kept giving him favor. But God had a plan in all of that he went through, but he went through with the right attitude, and God blessed in the midst of it, and he became second person, glory to God, in Egypt, glory to God, the highest in command, along, glory to God, besides Pharaoh. So we don't know what God is doing. And even when Paul and Silas went to jail, there was a purpose in all of that. Even in that, when they were right attitude too, it was a jailhouse rock there, and God blessed, and even go back when the Lord blessed and used them to save the jailer and also keep him from bringing harm to himself when the prison doors was open, he was able to get speak to their lives. Speaking to his life, and glory out of his family was able to get saved too as well. We don't know what the purpose is. When things are looking like in a bad situation, God got a way of turning it around for the good. And so no matter what we go through, under pressure, under the circumstances, we got to believe and know that it's not a hopeless situation. God got a plan. He said in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plan that I have for you. I know the thoughts I think to them. They're good and not for evil, to give you that expecting them to bless and prosper. We don't know what we have to go through to get to that blessed plan or for the manifestation of whatever he wants to do to get us to that destined place or whatever he's spoken in our lives to for destiny. The enemy will always come in and try to disrupt and try to make us get discouraged or cause us to get fearful or fretful or just to give up or to backslide or do whatever. We got to be determined and so forth. Just like Jesus was determined, no matter what, all that he had to go through for us to fulfill the will of his Father, to redeem us back to the Father. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, his flesh cried out, knowing that glory to God, all he had to go through and be separated from his Father, even just for a moment, a few minutes. But nevertheless, not my will, Father, but thy will be done. So we got to be determined no matter what. And he gave us a helper. He's not letting us do it by ourselves, just on his word. He gave us the armor. He gave us weaponry. He gave us his word. He gave us the power of prayer. He gave us faith. He gave us, glory to God, the anointing. He has gave us so much, glory to God, to help. What are we doing to yield and commit ourselves to go back to the cause of Christ? And there are going to be times, glory to God, when the enemy is going to come in and agitation and aggravate. Sometimes we get frustrated, aggravated. Sometimes we can get to the point where it seems like we're out there by ourselves. But look, when Jesus came on the scene, he nurtured, glory to God, the disciples. He turned back around and healed. He fed, glory to God, the 5,000 and more. He glory to God, did things, glory to God, for people, glory to God, and healed. And he stopped a funeral procession, glory to God, to raise somebody. God had Jesus that came over to God, and everything you can think of, he done been through and whatever. So he turned back around and gave us a helper. He was a great example. Follow the perfect man. Follow peace with all men if possible. Some people won't allow you to, but you keep on the whole armor, and we walk according to whatever God's given us to do under pressure. While we're going through these different challenges, while we're seeing the glory to God, the body of Christ, glory to God, acting like they're losing their mind and not for Christ, glory to God, for the world, in the name of Jesus, some of the things that are going on, some of the division, the confusion, confusion and chaos. If we don't get caught up and be rooted and grounded in the Word of God and in the anointing, we can get caught up over there. We become judgmental. We become prejudiced. We become with attitude. We become us for I and no more. Glory to God. We'll get caught up, glory to God, in the cycle of life. But we can't allow the world system to cause us to be conformed to it. We got to be in a place no matter what. God, I believe your word, and I believe your promises. So in the meantime, you're asking, you're calling for your people, which are called by your name, to humble ourselves and pray and seek out your face and glory, turn for our wicked ways. We got to get in a place, let you heal the land, let you deliver, but we got to cast these cares and concerns. Too much complaining and murmuring, too much more glory to God, or more instead of more praying. And then we have these influx of glory to God of here and there across the country, around the land, where people are truly living and walking upright and trying to live holy enough, live right, but there's too many far in between. We ought to be able to the point where they will call on the name of Christ and we are believers. The world ought to be able to know how we are united together in love. We are united together, glory, in the truth and walking upright before the Lord and being able to see more of the manifestation of healings in the body of Christ, not sickness and disease coming like it's doing. More, glory to God, deliverance in the body of Christ, not more, glory to God, Alzheimer's and people are twisted in their minds and doing all kind of hideous and crazy crimes. We know in the last days you said these things are going to be, but you already told us we're still planted in the earth realm to carry out a mission for the Lord. We for the work while this day will not come, no man can work. We're not to conform to the world system, trying to get what we can and build up, glory to God, our mission fields and build up, glory to God, our little mansions and all kind of other stuff down here. We are foreigners in this land, transported, glory to God, out of here soon, but we got to be able to go out there, accomplish what God wants down here. He's not that he don't want us to possess things, but he don't want those things possessing us. What profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Under pressure, trying to play competition with this, trying to outdo this one with that, glory to God, trying to get a big emphasis, trying to get this. Nothing wrong with whatever, as long as it's done in a proper order and God is being the leader and he's going to get the glory. And then even when he does do it, don't, glory, I get caught up in the hype that we deviate off the path and don't do what God called us to do. There's many things God want to bless here, but he want us, glory to God, to not to be so caught up in the things and the situations and the education and the status and glory to God and treating what people ill and doing whatever it is, glory to God, to accomplish your mission. We need to be submitted and committed to the cause of Christ, and so that way, when pressure does come, the situation, you know you're walking upright before the Lord. He's not going to hold no good thing. He is going to move on our behalf. Sometimes all we might have to do is say, have mercy or help, because our relationship, that kind of conditioning of our heart will be in a place so that for him to get glory and for him to be glorified. And for us, glory to God, to fulfill whatever he's saying and what he wants done, glory to God. We got to be in a place no matter what. God, I stand on your word. I stand on your promise. I will not be moved. I'm not going to wear the graveyard clothes. I'm going to take off the garment of heaviness, and I'm going to put on the garment of praise. I'm not going to murmur and complain about what I'm going through. If I got to get somebody to touch and agree with me, true enough, that's what we agree in. But we're standing on, glory to God, of deliverance. We're standing on the promise. We're standing on, glory to God, that God, hallelujah, is moving on my behalf, and I'm coming through and coming out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be about my Father's business. I'm still going to stay focused. I'm going to be persistent. Glory to God. And I'm going to stand. I'm going to use the gift that God gave me, and I'm going to use them for his glory. I'm going to let him give me, glory to God, the wisdom, how to be skillful in whatever he's given me to do. I'm going to continue to pray. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to walk in forgiveness. I'm going to let him direct me. I'm, glory to God, going to put myself in a position, glory to God, that he can do whatever he desires to do through me. I'm not going to be reluctant in doing what God says. I'm going to stand on the promises of the law. I'm not going to allow the enemy to bind me up. Glory to God, another day, if God be for us, who can be against us? Glory to God, I'm going to be warned in prayer, warned in worship. Glory to God, celebrating and glorifying the Lord. Glory to God, I will be a people that will say, glory to God, hallelujah, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. I will stand firm on the promises of the Lord. I will not be moved. I'm going to lay aside every sin and every weight that's so easy to set me. I'm going to stand with power and the empowerment that he's given me through the Holy Spirit. I'm going to be victorious. I'm going to be overcomer. I'm going to be triumphant. And no matter what it looks like or how long it's been, I'm going to keep confessing what your words say in the name of Jesus. Because the blessings of the Lord add a rich and maketh no sorrow. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Many old patriots of the word, we can look back in and we can see how they done walked through and done been through, and even through their challenges, even through their mistakes, and how God turned things around still in his favor, because no matter what, even when he told Abraham to tell Sarah about how, glory to God, glory out there, going to have this promised child. They serve after my child to help him out. God don't need no help from nobody. But even in the midst of that, what he said, still yet, even in their error and their mistakes, God still brought to pass that promised child. We have to know, glory to God, hallelujah, no matter what, if God says a thing, it shall come to pass. We're going, glory to God, continue to pray. Lord, help us when we're under pressure. Help us, glory to God, to make sure that our life is lining up with your word. Help us not to be a part-time lover. Help us, glory to God, to be sure that no matter what goes on, no matter all the heartache, the disappointment, the grief, the sorrow, you have gone through it all. But help us, glory to God, to lean on you and to trust you and to be able, glory to God, to stand together and bear one another's burdens and stronger than the infirmities of the weak and stand, glory to God, on the promises of the Lord. And as we come together and pray and believe God, see the manifestation, speak it and decree and declare before it ever takes place, but take the eyes of faith and go over into the realm of faith and know, glory to God, even though I don't see it in the natural, because you said it, God, because your word says that promise, I'm going to stand on it. You said you'll supply all my needs according to your riches and glory in the name of Jesus. You will let me know, glory to God, that I need, like Paul said, I have not apprehended yet, but one thing I do know, I'm forgetting those things that are behind, and I'm pressing, glory to God, I'm pressing over to the future, I'm pressing over, glory to God, those things ahead, I'm pressing on, glory to God, to the mark of the prize of high calling in Christ Jesus. God, help us, glory to God, because there's too much stress and confusion and heartache and disappointment and all this kind of stuff going on. This should not be among us, a busybody and discord and chaos and confusion shouldn't be among the believers. That means flesh got to die the more, so the spirit man can have free reign. So, God, we ask you for the praise for the body of Christ as believers, no matter what. Glory to God, this too shall pass. You're going to bring us out that you may get glory and you may get praise, and that, glory to God, the world can see that we're overcomers, and they can see, glory to God, how you, glory, that caused us to triumph. And they'll be running to the rock. They'll be running to find out about this rock, about this Jesus, and glory to God, because if we lift you up, you said you would draw all men to. We got to stop lifting up flesh and stop lifting up, glory to God, one enough. Stop lifting up the situation. Stop, glory to God, getting caught up, glory to God, in me, my eye, and our education, and glory to God, my prophecy, and this, that, and the other, my church, and this, that, and the other, how much you got, what you got, what you don't have, justifying and denying, glory to God, when our flesh is on parade. Hallelujah. We want glory to God no matter what. When we're in the valley, God, you get the glory. When we're in the mountain, God, you get the glory. When we're in the between decision-making, God, you get the glory. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need your help. And even those areas that we're short in, help us never to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. But God, help us to be in a place that we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Not humble up under somebody else's feelings or their perception of us and how they perceive us or whatever, not under man's authority. But glory to God, under you. Glory, and help us to seek out your faith. Too many, glory to God, of believers are caught up in the opinions of other ones, and they can't even function, glory to God, in this day for the past and for what they have been through or what somebody else think of them and how they think. God, we got to get to a place that we empty ourselves out, examine ourselves daily to make sure we're in the faith and to make sure, glory to God, whatever you put out our hand to do, that we'll be doing it faithful and that we will don't deter off the path. Be like Nehemiah on that wall. I'm doing a good work. I ain't bragging. And me, I'm doing a good work as unto the Lord. He's giving me instructions. So whatever we have the weaponry in one hand, and whatever we need to do to build in the other hand, we need to do what thus said the Lord and build on the word of God and make sure that we're not building on sand. We're building on the rock, hollow on a firm foundation, because it will be the Lord's will. And the more glory that it hurts, that the flesh is still alive. Because the more and more glory to God we submit ourselves, and more we glory to God. Not that we become numbered, we'll be transformed to the spirit, and the spirit will have these emotions, that flesh have the emotions. Not saying, glory to God, we're not going to have some disappointments, but we got to get to a point, glory to God, that let God make our head like flint and our feet like hinds feet, and be so faithful, be like a deer pant after water. So does my heart panteth after thee, O Lord. My heart panteth after thee, O Lord. So, glory to God, we can keep the faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And let faith, glory to God, reign in us, and let the Spirit of the Lord have free reign, glory to God, and we won't move by our feelings. We have so much that we can share, but glory to God, this is not a revival. This is a time we're just sharing because there were things we wanted to share about, even Rahab and the faith that she had, glory to God, and what was going on in that time, but so many other things with Abraham and all that other, but we are just going to believe God. Whatever was said, glory to God, hallelujah, that we got to believe God, hallelujah, that we got to have that relationship. Nevertheless, no matter what goes or what comes, we got to be moved by the Spirit, not of the Lord, not any spirit, but the Spirit of the Most High God and glory to God and no glory to God. What our weaponry is, what the word is said, how we operate, glory to God, in this kingdom down here, how God wants us to move with glory to God and what he wants us to do and be able to hear his voice precisely and be able to get to a point that we condition ourselves for the promise so that way the manifestation of the anointing of what God wants to do in our lives can come to pass. In the name of Jesus, not comparing ourselves to nobody else, not to compromise, not to get caught up in the moment, but glory to God, get caught up in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. So no matter what the enemy is sending and how he's sending, Lord, I know that our weapons are greater, and glory to God, when he will cause them to be annihilated. And some things we have to go through, and some things is because he want to kill off some flesh, other things just for him to get some glory. So whichever way it is, we have to wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen our hearts. When a promise goes out from the Lord, we must believe it and have a mindset to obey his every command, willing and obedient to hold fast to your faith until it is manifested. God is not a God that he should lie. His word will not go out void. It will establish everything he set it out to do. No matter the tactics of the enemy, keep the faith. God will give a promise, and sometimes the process will make the promise look like a lie. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. In Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all that heart and lean not to that own understanding. It is amazing how one may be fearful, will hear the word and warning that caused them to change, and another will hear the word of God, become afraid, but never change. The Bible says that the devil trembled at the name of the Lord Jesus, but he continues to his occupation. Praise God. Faith not works. Faith is the key to salvation by the grace of God throughout all his record of the Old Testament and the New Testament. Jesus' salvation is sufficient to save any sinner, regardless of how others may choose to measure the level of their sins. No glory to God. That we can stand on the word of God and we will see the manifestation of his power and his anointing. And the world will know too, and they will see. And glory to God, we'll be that light that will be set up upon the hill. Glory to God. And that God will get the glory and manifesting, glory to God, in the way and the walk, glory to God, that we have. And as the word says, glory, there are no, we are his disciples by the love we have one for another. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. We magnify him. Father, we do thank you for the word tonight. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for the power, glory to God, that you've given us and the authority, glory to God, to be able to walk, hallelujah, according to what your word says, and to walk, glory to God, in faith and not in fear. No matter what pressure that we're under, we have to know, glory to God, that you will bring us out and bring us through. This too shall pass. We are, glory to God, to stand on your word and thank you for your anointing. Thank you for grace. Thank you, glory to God, for peace and joy in the midst of the storm. Thank you, glory to God, in Romans 8:28, that all things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and cause according to his purpose. When we look at some of the situations, glory to God, the old patriots and even some of our own selves that you done brought us out, it didn't look too good while we're going through it and while the trial was going through even with them, but she's turning around and working for the good. Sometimes you allow us to know in advance, glory to God, that we're coming out and coming through. Other times it's a test that we'll know, glory to God, without a shadow of a doubt, we're safe, that glory to God, we can stand the test, and that we come out stronger and more victorious and be able to, glory to God, be a greater witness and a greater light, hallelujah, and be able to lead somebody else out of, glory to God, the tragic or the trying time or the challenging time or those things that they've gone through, to know God is faithful to his word. So we just thank you tonight. We pray, glory to God, to continue to forgive us for every offense, every shortcoming, that we get stronger and we won't be a lip service people, but we will be able to praise you with our lips and with our heart. Glory to God, we'll be after you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. Thank you again for the prayer warriors. Thank you for the power of prayer. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you, Lord God, for forgiveness. Thank you for love. Thank you, Lord God, for working these situations out and continue to deal with our hearts. Glory to God, that we may come up higher, glory to God, as we submit ourselves to you. We love you tonight, Lord, and we adore you. We bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come up against the prayers in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we put enemies to flight and command them to be loose from this assignment against us. We loose the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Have thine own way, Lord. Help us, glory to God, to hear and obey the truth of God. We don't want to be double-tongued and double-minded. We won't be in a place, glory to God, he said, bitter sweet water not come out this fountain. Some things, glory to God, hallelujah, we're not aligning ourselves. So we believe in you. The more you bring light to us, the more, glory to God, you bring your word to the table, glory to God, for us to comprehend what you're saying, that we'll submit and commit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. If there's any prayer requests tonight, we're going to give time for a few minutes of that, and so we can be able to be free for tomorrow for the prayer line. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, ladies. And how are you doing tonight? Bless the Lord. Give God glory.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. I thank and praise God for your Prophetess Hubbard, Miss Evangelist Crockett. I was just listening. First, I went on the blog talk, and then I said, let me call in on the line because I was trying to leave a comment, but I couldn't. But I just wanted to say that I had a blessed day today and a few days being with family and being able to relax. And I feel that the Spirit of the Lord gave me a word, Isaiah 58:14. I said I'm going to continue to pray to make sure, but I believe that was what he gave me. But I went to church and my pastor and the saints prayed for me. And I thank God for that, and just relax with family these few days. And I'm so grateful to your ministry and just to be online and just listening in.
Praise God. We bless the Lord for that comment and encouragement. Thank you, Lord, and pray God continues to bless, move on your behalf. Any more comments or prayer requests before we go on? Anyone else?
Well, I do want to pray that I'm supposed to be back in my house tomorrow for repairs with some workers, and I'm just praying that everything go well, that God would bless me. I've been asking somebody to go with me, that he would send somebody trustworthy to do the work if nobody can accompany me there. And just his protection and his blessing go before me.
Praise God. Well, we'll pray for the favor of that to be done in Jesus' name on your behalf. Any other comments or before we close the line tonight, or a prayer request? Praise God. The line is open to everybody.
Okay, well, praise the Lord, Pastor Herbert.
Praise God.
I had totally, I don't know where I was, my mind was thinking, I guess I was not thinking, but I'm glad to hear what I did hear, and I thank and praise God for you. On that line, I want to just give God praise and thanks for what he's still doing for my son. He's still doing great. He's using the bathroom. He hasn't had any more of that throwing up. I just thank and praise God for healing his body. I thank and praise God for being the true and living God, miracle working, healing God. God is so good. And I realize that it looks like what the enemy is doing, all he's doing is trying to distract people from what we really, truly need to be doing, because I see a whole lot of things, but we just need to stand on God's promises and trust God, believe God. If we say we love God, then we have to have confidence, and we have to realize that God is working. Praise God, and he's doing things to make our life easier, to make our life better, and he's going to work things out for our good, just like he promised in his word. And I thank God for his word, that even all through what we were going through, I was meditating on his word that says, I will perfect that which concerneth you. So I thank and praise God, and so that made me evaluate what concerns me. Because if it concerns me, then God will make that perfect. So I just love God. I appreciate him so much for what he's doing, praise God. And I just want to encourage the body to continue to have faith in God. Because, hallelujah, you know, regardless of the situation and circumstance, just trust that God is going to work it out. God has set this thing up where we are more than conquerors. We are more than victorious. So I thank and praise God. He's a loving God. He's a wonderful God. And you know what? He is our Father, praise God. And he's going to work things out for our good. We just have to have the assurance and confidence that God is going to do what he says. We just can't let some of those things like fear and anxiety and worry and being double-minded interfere with what God is doing or what he's going to do in our lives. So I thank and praise God. We cannot be distracted by anything that the enemy does, and we don't give him no place, praise God. The scripture says submit to God and resist the enemy, praise God, and he will flee. So we thank and praise God for the power of God's word. It is quick, it's powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. So I thank and praise God for you, Pastor Hubbard, and I thank and praise God for your word on tonight. I just put down a little comment, what to do while you wait. So just trusting and standing on the promises of God, standing on the word of God, stand on what you know about God. Hallelujah. You know that he is the I Am. He is our creator. He is our sustainer. He is our portion, our shelter, our rock, our refuge. Stand on what you know about who God is, praise God, and rest. God wants us to relax. Hallelujah. Relax in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We are seated in heavenly places right now. Glory be to God in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we need to stop all this letting the enemy rob us of our strength, our joy, praise God. We need to relax in the Lord and let God do. My son said, I'm going to let God do what he does, and I'm going to do what I need to do. So, you know, some things that we can't do, and we better let God do his thing. I know when I used to get frustrated when people didn't act like they didn't want the word of God, and I used to say, well, Lord, these folks act like they don't want it. And the Holy Spirit said, you do what you got to do and let me do what I got to do, because the Holy Spirit got a job to do. And we can't get out of our place and try to do what the Holy Spirit is supposed to do. But, you know, and I believe in spite of what's going on, praise God, hallelujah, it's time to rejoice because of what God is doing. Because God is still on the throne, and the devil does not have God's hand tied where he cannot do what needs to be done. Give the glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. So I thank and praise God for that word, what to do while you wait. Hallelujah. Stand on the word of God. Have confidence, assurance, rely on. Hallelujah. God is going to do what he says. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God. Yes, it can be a fight, but we're in a fixed fight because we already winners. Praise God. So I give God the glory. I bless him. I give him praise. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God. God going to deal with even the enemy that caused the distractions in our lives. Hello, somebody. God is going to deal with that devil. Hallelujah. And God can deal with him as he see fit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Pastor Herbert, for that word on tonight. Thank you. Hallelujah. And I just give God the glory because he is so worthy. God is so good. Thank you so much in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Thank you. Praise God. To God be the glory. Any more comments or either requests before we leave the line?
Praise the Lord, Sister Hubbard.
Praise the Lord, dear. How are you
doing? I'm doing fine. Just want to just get my prayer in for you if anybody else ain't got nothing else to say right now or anybody else want to pray for you. Get your prayer in.
Praise God. Before she prays, any other comments or before Mother McCormick prays? Evidently not, my dear. So we're gonna go ahead and have you to pray, and then we'll put the prayer request for Sister Cheryl. Matter of fact, before you pray for me, let's pray for our Father in Jesus' name, God. We pray for Sister Cheryl. We thank the Lord for her praise report of the Lord blessing and touching and things coming more in mind. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing her mind to just to rest the more in you and hold on to your word. We pray, God, whatever work has to be done in a home, that God will. These people that will come in and do the job, there won't be no interference or anything, glory to God, that will cause any disturbance there. God, we stand on your word, glory to God. Once we pray, you said in Mark 11, when we pray, believe that we will receive what we pray. If we have any ought, then forgive, glory to God, so our Father can forgive us. And you said also when we Hebrews 11:1, now faith is for something to think hopeful and evidence of things not seen. So no matter what the evidence is, glory to God, or what it looks like, we believe God by faith. And your word go out, and we trust and believe what our request is and have confidence that it shall come to pass. We thank you for Mother Willette, for God, for how the Lord blessed, even with her son, that magnificent report of the marvelous hands go there at work to heal and deliver him while he's in the hospital, even the doctors are named. We glorify and thank you that you continue to bless and move on his behalf, and God, you continue to draw him closer to you and be used for your glory in Jesus' name. We pray, glory to God, that you would bless and move, glory to God, with our sisters on the line, and how, glory to God, you bless them to come together in prayer, and how they're persistently praying and interceding and pray continued encouragement and continue to open doors and make ways for them, continue to touch their bodies and their families and loved ones and those that they're standing in the gap for. We pray for the financial and the spiritual wealth, glory to God, to be manifested in their lives. Pray, glory to God, against any untimely death or anything the enemy is trying to do to maneuver to keep us off course. We pray the blood of Jesus. We stand on the promises, and we do know that when your word go out, it will accomplish everything that you said. We just have to keep the faith and catch up with the Spirit. Glory to God that the promises of the Lord added rich and make you no sorrow. Glory to God. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Help us to think on the things of God, have the mind of Christ, submit and be obedient to that he said. But walk in the joy and the peace of God that he's given us in the midst of it all. It's not, glory to God, a challenge. Glory to God for us to just, oh, glory to God, if it's a task or a job, glory to God, we're to walk with this joy and this peace and thank God for being a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. Lord, we bless you, we love you, and we glorify you and magnify you in Jesus' name. All right, Mother McCormick, praise God. As the Lord bless you to pray.
Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to say thank you for Sister Hubbard, Lord God, how she brought forth the word tonight. God, we just thank you, Father, for just using this womb of God. Father, we pray that you will continue, Lord God, to continue to pour your anointing out on her, God, that spirit will come out, that it will be able to touch somebody's heart and mind out there, Lord God, and then they might cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? Father, we just ask you right now to continue, Lord God, to put your blood cup around her in her apartment where she live and where she stay, God. We pray right now that you'll continue to build her up on every side, God. Strengthen her body right now in the name of Jesus, where she might be feeling sick sometime in her body, but we know, God, that you is a healer, and we know that you already healed her body right now in the name of Jesus. We know, God, 2,000 years ago, God, you done the work, Father, and we just thank you, Lord, for your strength right now in her body right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you continue, Lord God, to bless her. Continue, God, to just lift up her spirit in many ways, God. Continue to bless her financially, Lord God. Bless her spiritual wise, God. Bless her children, Lord God, and bless her whole entire family in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for what you're doing right now. Continue, Lord God, do it for her, God. You see what she needs. You see what she's going through. And we just give glory and honor to you right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Ooh, some noise in the background. Somebody's doing something here with the phone.
Wow.
Whoever's doing that, praise God. Put your phone on mute. But anyway, praise God. We bless the Lord. Hello?
Hello?
Is someone's just moving stuff around or something by the phone. So, is that someone else that just need to say something? Before I get ready to close?
No, I just said I put mine
up. Okay, then. Something I was looking at, it says our trouble should not diminish our faith or disillusion us. We should realize that there is a purpose in our suffering. We are reminded of Christ's suffering for us. They keep us from pride. They cause us from looking beyond this brief life. That then gives us the opportunity to demonstrate his promise. See your troubles as an opportunity. Praise God, because even in the midst of it all, God got to work a way to glory to God. He moves and uses the things that we go through that he may get the glory. More than we can ever think or ask, glory to God, many times he answered before we even call. And we also know, glory to God, when Paul went through, he said, many of the afflictions of the... he said, my light affliction is just for a moment. Can you imagine all the stuff that Paul went through? He called it light affliction. We get to that place where we can have a relationship with the Lord so much so. And then when we're under pressure, we can say a light affliction. So we can be able to bless the Lord at all times and let his praise continue to be in our mouth. So we're striving for more of him. So we can get to that place that we can yield and we won't be so distracted by so many things that the enemy is doing that God can be glorified. So help us all, Lord, so we can send get to that place that thy will be done. Nevertheless, Father, we do thank you tonight as we get ready to close this session, glory to God, but not, glory to God, the presence of you being in our lives. Continue to forgive us for every offense. We pray God's blessings and covering that the word will come alive even more from the ones that are when we're speaking it and when we're sharing it or when we're hearing it. So, God, we thank you that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of the Lord. Help us to listen more to hearing the Spirit of the Lord. And, God, our heart with all diligence and not allow the things over to God in the media and what's going on in our lives to be that thing that take priority over hearing and hearing your word and your promise in the name of Jesus, so we can put that in its proper perspective so we can be able to have our spirit open more to you and so that we're real hearers and doers. So we just thank you for your people. You continue to bless us, glory to God, to continue to fill your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Angel of the Lord be encamped about you all. Pray blessings and glory to God, encouragement, overflow, and the anointing to continue to manifest in your lives. Favor, favor, favor. Praise God. Amen. We're going to say shalom, and the Lord say the same as many as will. Glory to God. We'll look forward to coming on, and we're coming in agreement to glory to God for prayer on Monday night. Bless the Lord.
And Pastor Herbert, would you please give
me
that website address again, please?
Oh, okay. It's Blog Talk, BLOG. Talk, TALK, and then .com, then it's a / design, spelled D as in David, E as in Eagle, Z as in Victory, I as in Igloo, N as in Nancy, E as in Egg, Connection, CONNECTION. So that'd be Blog Talk. I'm so sorry, I missed one word. Blog Talk Radio. So we go back, BLOGTALK, Radio, RADIO, then .com. Then it'll be a / design connection. So I apologize that Blog Talk Radio, .com, / design connection.
Okay.
So,
okay, so I want to hear the first part of that message because I missed the first part of it. But thank you so much.
Ma'am.
I really appreciate that.
Well, praise God. Well, bless the Lord. We love you all, and thank you all for coming on and always supporting us, standing in the gap for those glory to God that are in need as well as ourselves. So I pray y'all have a continued blessed night. And in the meantime, we love you, and to God be the glory. So long.
Amen.
Shalom.
You too, and have a blessed in Jesus' name. Shalom.
Amen.
All right.
Shalom. All right. Shalom.